Stocks traded mostly higher Friday as renewed hopes for tax reform put traders in a buying mood. The S&P 500 added 4, the NASDAQ gave back 5, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 30 points, settling to 21,813. I'm Andy Gersher. This is After the Bell, and joining us with his take on today's activity on Wall Street, Jim Welsh, macro strategist and author of Macro Tides, a monthly commentary on the global economy. Well, Jim, what was your takeaway from today, including Yellen's comments from Jackson Hole, Wyoming?
Well, I think a couple things. You know, the market had a modest correction down into a low this past Monday, Andy. Sentiment had kind of turned a little sour. The market was a little bit oversold. So I think the process this week has been a rebound from that low. And I think there were some expectations, maybe slash hopes, that Janet Yellen and Mario Draghi would give some inclination of what the central banks will decide and announce in September. The ECB meets September 7th, the Fed on the 21st. I really didn't think that they were going to offer much in terms of future guidance. They didn't, so it kind of turned into a non-event. But I think the other issue was Gary Cohn coming out and saying that he has no intention of leaving the White House and, you know, pursuing the accomplishment of getting some kind of tax cut. So I think that might have actually had a slightly bigger boost to the market than the central bankers, who really provided us with very little.
We've had quite a run-up since the election, not so much as of late. Jim, where do you see the market right now as far as valuation? Is it still a good time to wade into various stocks?
Well, I think from a valuation standpoint, Andy, if you go back the last 100, 120 years, we're at the top, 10 to 15% of all the valuation levels over the last 120 years. So there's no question, at least in my mind, that the market is somewhat expensive. But as always, well, if you're not going to be in the market, where else are you going to be? Bond yields are still very, very low. So I think that's the one thing the market has going for it, is the lack of alternative investments. Corporate stock buybacks have been very significant over the last 6 years. They're slowing a little bit. Short term, what I would tell you is that the internal strength of the market since the beginning of July has really begun to weaken. So the percentage of stocks above their 200-day average has dropped from like 68% down to 52% this past week. So what that implies is that the market would be vulnerable, I think, more than it has been in the last, since the election, to a pickup in selling pressure if we get any kind of negative news. I think the central banks are going to proceed very slowly, but they're going to be moving toward less accommodation. We have the debt ceiling issue coming up, and the earnings. Year-over-year earnings were up 14% in Q1, 10% in the second quarter. They're up, going to be up about 5%. So you have less, to look forward to from an earnings front. So I think my take has been is I think the market is going to have a pullback in September into October. Most likely that is going to provide a buying opportunity for a rally into early next year. So short term, I would be a little bit cautious and looking for that opportunity to develop.
Well, in that opportunity, you were talking about a bit of a pullback. I mean, what are you talking, Jim? 5%, 10%, 20%?
No. To get really anything more than 10%, one would need to see that something is happening that is truly going to impair economic activity. From this vantage point, nothing that we can foresee, with the caveat, obviously, North Korea doing something really stupid. I don't think that's in the cards. 5%, maybe 7% would be about all I think the market is likely to do on the downside. So not significant, but hey, 5% is 5%, and if you can have a little cash so you can buy in a little bit lower, then that I think makes sense, and that's the strategy I pursue.
Well, and a market pullback would actually probably be a healthy thing at these levels.
I think so. Obviously, I talked about valuations being a little bit heavy. A pullback makes that a little less so. I think going into next year, there's two dynamics. A, the tax cut, people are still looking forward to it. And, the idea being is that the Republicans are going to have to come up with something, so they will make that happen one way or the other. The other issue is the rate at which the central banks will begin to slow the rate of increase in their balance sheets. So the Fed hasn't been adding. They're going to start to taper. But the ECB, Bank of Japan, they have continued to expand their QE programs. And I think, you know, what that suggests to me, Andy, is that as long as the central banks are expanding their balance sheets, that's another plus for the market. So my guess is the market has a pullback, then we rally up into early next year, and we'll take it from there.
And I've talked to a lot of analysts who say they believe this has really turned into a bit of a stock picker's market as well.
That's true, because the correlation between various sectors has dropped fairly significantly over the last 6 months. As the market's been kind of grinding sideways with a little bit of an upward bias, there's been a lot of rotation going on within the various sectors, and that obviously then plays out with individual stocks. And volatility is very, very low. Historically, the correlation picks up as volatility increases and reaches higher levels. So all those factors, you know, lend itself to being more of a stock picker's market, which means, and I think we've seen some numbers, that active management versus the passive investment approach, you know, has started to improve because of that.
What areas of the market do you find attractive right now? We talked valuation, but, you know, is there a couple sectors that still look fairly attractive?
Well, I will say that what I want to see, I do believe we're going to see a 5%, maybe a touch more than that, pullback. And right now in my model portfolio and the, you know, what I advise people, we're 100% in cash. Now, that's impractical for some people, but from someone who's trying to manage risk, that's my take, is that at this point in time, I don't see any sectors that I want to go out and buy today because I do believe we're going to see a pullback. And how various sectors act during a pullback, Andy, provides really good clues to upside. My guess is technology is going to be a place to be, but that is a sector that has been weakening in recent weeks, and I think it has more weakness to come. So that's a sector I'm biased toward. Financials would be another one if the Fed does move and we start to see rates start to climb again on the 10 and 30 year. Financials would be a second area to take a look at.
But for you right now, it's a wait and see approach.
Exactly. I'm aggressively conservative in the sense that I really think that there's a little too much bullishness out there. The technical action, as I noted, has been deteriorating. Valuations aren't cheap. So we're entering a seasonal period. The last 20 years, September and October, have been weak on average. And also years ending in seven, going back the last 150 years, this window of time between mid-August and late October have consistently been windows of weakness in the market. So there's a lot of things coming together that would imply that, all right, there's more downside risk to the market in the next 30 to 60 days than we've seen in almost a year. And I'd like to see how that plays out before I really get back aggressively into the market.
That's Jim Welsh, macro strategist and author of Macro Tides, a monthly commentary on the global economy. And I'm Andy Gersher for News Radio on 105.9 FM.